because we are celebrating Kirtan Mela. So this 4 or 5 days we are instructed to speak on the glories of holy name. So in this regard I have chosen one verse for today, the last verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, 12th canto, text number 23, the conclusion of Bhagavatam and conclusion of all Vedic literatures has been described in this verse. Om Nama Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Nama Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Nama Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Nama Sankirtanam Jasya. Sarva Papa Pranasanam. Pranama Dukkha Samanas. Tang Namami Harim Param. Nama Sankirtanam Jasya. Sarva Papa Pranasanam. Pranama Dukkha Samanas. Tang Namami Harim Param. Nama Sankirtanam Jasya. Sarva Papa Pranasanam. Pranama Dukkha Samanas. Tang Namami Harim Param. Ladies, translation. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Lord Hari, the congregational chanting of whose holy name destroys all sinful reactions, and the offering of obeisances unto whom relieves all material sufferings. Thus end the purports of the humble servants of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada to the 12th canto, 13th chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Glories of Srimad Bhagavatam. So, what is Glories of Srimad Bhagavatam? So glories of Srimad Bhagavatam, glories of all the Vedic literatures, is chanting the holy name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So today, within this limited time, we'll discuss something about the speciality of this Hare Krishna Mahamantra. How essential and how this is the essence of all the Vedic literatures. Then we'll discuss some pastimes to prove the greatness, the great glories of the holy name. Then we'll come to some conclusion. So as we know, Srimad Bhagavatam is Vedar Tarar Galitam Sukha Mukhadam Mrita Drabasanjatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is the essence of all Vedic literatures. And what is the essence of Srimad Bhagavatam? Navabidha Bhakti, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Iti Punsarpita Vishnu Bhaktischad Navalakshana. Nine kinds of devotional service which starts from Shravanam. And Tar Madhya Sarvasastha Nama Sankirtan. Nine kinds of devotional service, Sarvasrashta, the topmost is Harinam Sankirtan. So in this regard, it has been described how different time, the different dharma followed according to different teachings. In very ancient time, which is known as Vedic Yuga, Veda teachings of Veda was very prominent. Teachings of Veda was ruling this earthly planet. So that time Vedic Dharma was followed. Vedic Dharma. And that time is known as Vedic Yuga. So after Vedic Yuga came Darshanic Yuga. That time everything was followed by the instructions, by rulings of Darshan, scriptures. So after that came Pauranic Yuga. Pauranic Yuga times, things were ruled by the teachings of Purana. Then after that came Bhagavat Yuga. Then Bhagavata Dharma was followed. So in this way, Vedic Yuga, Vedic Dharma, Darshanic Yuga, Darshanic Dharma, Pauranic Yuga, Pauranic Dharma, Bhagavat Yuga, Bhagavat Dharma. So this up to Bhagavat Dharma, though all coming from Veda, but Bhagavat Dharma is very special, the essence of Veda, the speciality of Bhagavat Dharma or teachings of Bhagavata, the difference in teachings of Veda and teachings of Bhagavat is, that though Bhagavat is the essence of Veda, though Bhagavat is coming from Veda, but what Bhagavat can give, Veda cannot give. Very interesting point. And what is the essence of Srimad Bhagavatam? So after Bhagavat Dharma, comes Hare Krishna Dharma. Kalikale Yuga Dharma Nama Sankirtana. So the dharma to be followed now, the Yuga Dharma. Kalikale Yuga Dharma Nama Sankirtan Tathilagi Avirbhuta Sri Krishna Chaitanya. So Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came to introduce the Yuga Dharma. And what is this Yuga Dharma? That is Harinam, Nam and Prem. Chira adadatta nijagupta bitam soprema nama mritamattu taram apa maraja bitataram gaura krishna janabhya tamahang prapadya. Chira adadatta. For long, long time, some very confidential subject matter, their confidential wealth, nijagupta bitam, the hidden treasure that Lord has not revealed since the Vedic Yuga, that has been revealed now. to give what? Nama is given to give prema. So in Vedic Yuga, the Veda was followed. The Veda is filled with karma kanda. 96% of Veda speaks karma kanda. 4% speaks jnana kanda. In Veda, bhakti, hardly will find about bhakti. Very hidden. That's why bhakti is known as Veda Gopya. That's why Brahma saying Vedesu Dullaha, Adullaha Atma Bhaktu. So Veda describes elaborately karma kanda, upasana kanda, demigod worships. Then comes darshanik yuga. The darshan dharma describes mostly about jnana. Then comes puranik. The purana explains about bhakti, but that is sakam bhakti. Purana describes about sakam bhakti. But then what Bhagavata describes? Bhagavata describes something very unique, special. Removing or eradicating or kicking out all other teachings that are given by Vedic literatures like dharma, artha, kama, moksha. That's why Bhagavata at the beginning saying dharma prajjita kaitavatra parama nimastranam satam. All Vedic literatures teaching us dharma, artha, kama, moksha, chaturvarga or chari purusartha, four purusartha goal of life, including Veda, Vedanta, Upanishad and Purana. We see in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna saying that I have come to teach dharma, paritranaya sadhunang vinashaya cha duskritang dharma sansthapanarthaya sambhavami yuga yuga. He says, I am Bhagavan. I have come to teach you dharma. Please come. Listen me. So everybody come and listen. Bhagavan has come. He'll teach us dharma. And Bhagavan in Bhagavad Gita teaching us three kinds of knowledge. Confidential knowledge, more confidential knowledge, and most confidential knowledge. And at the end of Bhagavad Gita, in conclusion, Krishna saying, Sarva gujyatama bhuya srunume paramam bacha. Most confidential and my supreme instruction is. What is that verse? What? Sarva dharman paritajya. Maharashtra. So Krishna wants we surrender to him. Very good instruction. There's nothing wrong with that. You can come and tell us, please surrender. We know that is very nice. But first line he is saying, the sarva dharma paritajya. You are coming to teach us dharma. But in conclusion, after saying everything, you are saying sarva dharma paritajya. Krishna could have easily said, sarva adharma paritajya mamekam saranam braja. What is wrong with that? That would be better, no? It is so perfect. All Vedic literatures, Veda, Vedanta, Upanishad, Puran, everybody teaching sarva adharma paritajya. But Krishna teaching sarva dharma paritajya. It's very unique teachings Krishna giving here. And of course, Krishna is not teaching sarva dharma paritajya means give up Muslim dharma, give up Christian dharma, give up Yehudi dharma and all become Hindu. He's not different, not teaching that. Because that time there is no Muslim, no Christian, no Yehudi dharma. And Hindu was not existing also that time. Hindu came to existence later on. So that could not be. So this is a great subject matter to analyze. What does he mean, the sarva dharma paritajya? So then where Bhagavad Gita ends, Bhagavatam starts. At the beginning of Bhagavatam, it has been stated, Bhagavad Gita ends sarva dharma paritajya. And Bhagavata starts from there. Dharma prajjita kaitavatra parama nimastranam satam. Dharma prajjita. Reject dharma by using the syllable pra. Projita. So dharma, artha, kama, moksha. All these things been rejected. श्रीमद भागवतम भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर सिंह अज्ञान तमेरे नाम कहिए कैतव धर्म अर्थ काम मोक्ष बांछा आदि सब अज्ञान तम कैतव चीटिंग डार्कनेस इग्नोरेंस व्हाट एवर वी हैव लर्नड मोक्ष लिबरेशन व्हिच हैज बीन एक्सेप्टेड in general by all great personalities to be the highest goal of life liberation bhakti vinod thakur saying tar madhye mukhya vancha kaitav pradhan among all these four kinds of goal of life that goal of life which has been considered by great personalities to be topmost goal of life liberation so that is the worst one to accept as goal of life So in this way, the Bhagavata Dharma has been explained, described, or come to existence, or revealed, which rejects all these things. So Bhagavata gives something special, not like what Veda had given, karma kanda, jnana kanda, sakale visare bhanda. Veda has described karma kanda, jnana kanda, which is compared to poison of bed. Part of filled with poison. The purpose of Veda is different. It has a higher purpose. The real purpose of Veda is sarvascha vedair aham vedya vedantakrit vedavit evacaham. To know Krishna. That is the goal. But how it comes gradually. First starts with karma kanda. Then darshanik yug through darshan dharma reveals jnana. Then Pauranik Yuga through Pauranik Dharma reveals bhakti. But that bhakti is Sakama bhakti. Then Bhagavata reveals Prema Pumartha Mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matamidam Tatradaro Naparha. What Bhagavata reveals? Bhakti, but bhakti added with Prema. That is Prema bhakti. So this is very special subject. This prema bhakti is very special subject. Then the sakama bhakti, prema bhakti. Then someone will say, oh, Purana doesn't speak about prema bhakti. Purana there speaks also prema bhakti. But what is the difference between Purana speaks prema bhakti and Bhagavata speaks prema bhakti? That prema bhakti Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to preach and spread. Chira adatata nijagupta bhitam. Chaitanya Charitamrita Krishna Das Kabirat Goswami saying, anarpita charing chirat karunaya avatirna kalau. Never given before. What Mahaprabhu gave? He gave bhakti. He gave prema bhakti. Prema bhakti was not given before. Madhvacharya, Nimbarka, Vishnu Swami, all the great acharyas gave bhakti. So bhakti was there, it's not unique. To some extent prema bhakti was there, but prema bhakti of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave, what is that speciality? Very unique. Of nature of this prema bhakti is, bhakti makes us to understand God. Bhaktyamang abhijanati. Bhakti enam darsayati. Shruti saying bhakti makes people to understand me as God. You understand? Bhakti makes people to understand me as God. Prema bhakti, people develops love for God. But prema bhakti given by Mahaprabhu, the unique nature of this prema bhakti is that through prema bhakti you surrender God, you understand God, you understand God as God. But the prema bhakti Mahaprabhu gave, the nature of that prema bhakti that you don't understand God as God, that is speciality. You forget God as God. So that is the unique thing was given. So these things can be achieved through Harinam Sankirtan. So what kind of Harinam Sankirtan? What is the speciality? Mahaprabhu's prema bhakti is very special, unique, which makes people to understand God as God. They understand God as their son, their friend, their beloved, that unique nature. So what is the unique nature of Hare Krishna Mahamantra? You see, any holy name of Supreme Personality of Godhead will make us free from sinful reaction. By chanting Ram, 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 Darshu Ratnakar was free from his sinful reaction. By chanting Narayan, Ajamil was free from sinful reaction. So any holy name of Lord will make us free from sinful reaction. By chanting any name of Supreme Personality of Godhead, we get liberation. By chanting holy name of Lord, we may go back to God at Vaikuntha, just like Dhruva Maharaj, by chanting Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, he could see the Supreme Personality of Godhead in front of him. But chanting the holy name as Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. What is speciality of this holy name? This holy name not only make us free from sinful reaction, not only give us liberation, not only send us back to Godhead, not only make us give us chance to see God face to face, but this gives Krishna prem. That is very unique nature. The holy name was there, though Satya Kritaja Dhyata Vishnu Tritya Makho Dapar Paricharya Kaluta Dhari Kirtanam, but holy name is always there. Satya Yuga holy name was there, Tritya Yuga holy name was there. Every Yuga has a special Mahamantra. Their Kali Yuga chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So every Yuga has a Mahamantra called Taraka Brahmanam. In Satya Yuga, the Mahamantra Taraka Brahmanam was Narayana Parabeda, Narayana Parakshara, Narayana Paramukti, Narayana Paragati. This was the Mahamantra. The Tarak Brahmanam were chanted by people in Satya Yuga. Tritya Yuga, Rama Narayana Ananta Mukunda Madhusudana Krishna Kesava Kansari Hare Vaikuntha Vamana. All comprises different names of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Dwapara Yuga, the Mahamantra was Hare Murare Madhukaita Bare Gopala Govinda Mukunda Saure Jagyasa Narayana Krishna Vishnu Nirasre Mama Jagadisha Raksham Raksha. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he first started this movement, that time he was chanting Krishna 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 Hai Krishna Kesava Krishna Krishna Va Krishna Kesava Rakshamam Rama Raghava Rama Raghava Rama Raghava Pahimam. Then he found this Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Of course, Supreme Personality of Godhead Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for him not necessary to find something, but he saw in Upanishad that how this Hare Krishna Mahamantra iti sodasanamnam kalikalmasanasanam nata paratarupaya sarvabheta siddhisyate. In this age of Kali, the solanam batrishakhar, 16 syllables and 32 16 name, 32 syllables. Sodasan nam nam kalikal masanasanam. Nata paratarupaya sarvabheda sudrishyate. After analyzing all the Vedic literatures, you don't find any other process above this process of chanting is solanam batrishakhar. So this verse says kalikal masanasanam. So I was wondering for some time, the verse says this holy name removes kali kalmasa, the sinful reactions. So why we are saying this Hare Krishna Mahamantra gives Krishna prem? So Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami Chaitanya Charitamrita, in one place he has described this. This holy name is meant not only to remove our sinful reaction. The holy name is meant, the Hare Krishna Mahamantra is meant to give us Krishna prem. And there he is describing Kali Kalmasa Nasanam, removing this Kalmasa. So Kalmasa, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is saying, Kalmasa means not only sinful reaction, kalmasa means also your pious reaction also. So when you are chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, we should not think that we will become free from sinful reaction. We will become from sinful reaction, from pious reaction also. Everything we have to give up. So at that point, the Krishna Prema will come. All other mantra makes us free from sinful reaction. But Hare Krishna Mahamantra makes us free from pious reaction also. So that gives Krishna Prema. So specifically in this Kali Yuga, Lord does not incarnate. Jo Krishna saying paritranaya sadhunang vinashaya duskritang dharma sthapanarthaya sambhavami juge juge, this Kali Yuga he does not incarnate. Kali Kala nam rupe Krishna avatar. This Kali Yuga he descends in the form of holy name. That's why another name of Krishna is Trijuga. Prahlad Maharaj addressing in his prayer, there is Trijuga. You come in Satya, Tritya, Dwapar, specifically this Kali. You do not come as Bhagavan, though he came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But his Charna avatar, his covered incarnation, Antah Krishna Bahir Gaur. He did not come as Bhagavan, he came as Bhakta. So Kali Yuga, he is coming in holy name. Sometimes I think, why every yuga Bhagavan comes, this Kali Yuga he does not come? With the Kali Yuga people are so dangerous, I think Bhagavan does not dare to come also. He is thinking, I'll have big trouble with these people. Bhagavan thinking, this Kali Yuga people are so fallen, so degraded, I'll not be able to deliver them. Is there anything greater than me? Is there anything more merciful than me? Then he found, yes, something more merciful than me. That is my holy name. So holy name is non-different from Bhagavan. I'll tell you first. Then I'll tell you holy name greater than Bhagavan. As we know, Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. Nama Chintamani. Abhinnatvam Nama Namina. Abhinna. Nama and Nami. That is the difference. Here name and the person. Nami. Non-different. Like in material, the substance is different from the name. If you are feeling very thirsty, we chant Coca-Cola, 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 our thirst will not go away, because in Coca-Cola, Coca-Cola, word Coca-Cola is not there. But we chant Krishna, Rama, means Rama is there with that sound vibration. So that is the greatness of the holy name. Abhinnatam nama namina. In this regard, the Kathakars in India, they tell one pastime, I'll tell to you. So once there was one businessman. Businessmen busy, too busy, whole day they're busy. They have no time. So he was not engaged in any religious activities. Once being merciful upon him, Narad Muni came and told him, oh my dear businessman, you are never doing any dharma karma. What will happen when you leave your body? One day you will die. Why don't you think to do something? And this man said, oh Narada Muni, what, how can I do? I have no time to do. Just see, whole day I am doing so many activities. I have to look after my business. I have to take my children to the school. I have to do shopping. There is no time. Narada Muni said, if I make a free time for you, then you will do something. Yes, tell me. What is my free time? Then he said, you do one thing. When you are going to toilet, that time you chant loudly, Ram, 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 Ram. So the business will not be hampered, nothing will be hampered. That is your free time. Then this businessman thought, oh, that is a very good idea. I will not lose anything, but I can also chant holy name. So every day he used to go to toilet and chant very loudly, Ram, 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 Ram. Simple faith. Every day to do like this. So one day, Hanuman, he was flying on the sky. Then he could hear somebody chanting, Ram, 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 Ram. Then he thought, wow, some great devotee of my Lord is chanting holy name. Let me go meet with him. So he landed in the courtyard of that person. So where people chant holy name? in India, almost every people have a Thakur ghar, deity room. It's a very common practice. And they have a deity room, whether they worship Krishna, Rama, Kali, Durga. It is common practice, attached with your bedroom should be a deity room. There's no attached bathroom culture before there. Nowadays, whether that attached bathroom or don't go, but that time, the room means you have to attach deity room. So, Narada Muni, this Hanuman thought, she must be chanting in deity room, going to deity room, nobody is there. Maybe he's cooking and chanting, he went to kitchen room, nobody is there. Maybe he's sick, lying on the bed and chanting in bedroom, nobody is there. And searching, he found this Ram Nam is coming from the bathroom. Hanuman became very angry. What stupid are you? You could not find any other place. In the toilet you are chanting for the name. Very angry, sitting at the gate. You come out, I'll give you a good lesson. And this man chanting, Ram, 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 Ram. Then opened the door. As soon as he came out, Hanuman was sitting in a gate, heavy slap on his cheek. But you don't find any other place to chant holy name. My Lord's name you are chanting in toilet. Be careful, never chant like this. Then this businessman was very happy to be blessed by Hanuman. Okay, I'll chant now properly. So giving this lesson, Hanuman went to Dwaraka. To Ajodhya. So when he went to Ajodhya, the Rama was sitting there, sitting. Putting his hand on his cheek. Then Hanuman entered, offered obeisances, and looked at Ramchandra. Ramchandra's face was swollen, and he saw the marks of the fingers on his face. So, my Lord, how come your face is swollen? And who slapped you? Tell me who slapped you, because very angry. Can you imagine somebody, Hanuman will see Ramchandra is slapped by somebody, become very ferocious. I will kill him. Who did like this to you? Ramchandra smiled. Yes, sure, you will kill him, whoever did to me like this. He says, yes, yes, tell me who did. You did to me like this. My Lord, how can I do this? I am a humble servant. How can I dare to do like this? And Ramchandra said, you remember, today you have slapped anybody? He said, yes, yes. One man is so full, he is chanting your holy name in toilet. So I slapped him heavily. Ramchandra said, yes. Because when they're chanting my holy name, I am non-different from my holy name. When you slapped him, that slap came on my face. So this is a proof the Lord doing this pastimes to make us understand how holy name is non-different from him. Because we have very limited time, I will go to the next story now. The how holy name is not equal to Lord, how holy name is greater than Lord. So once Ramchandra, when he was building the Setubandha, that bridge to go to Sri Lanka. So the monkeys, under the guidance of Hanuman and Sugriv, they are writing Ram Nam and throwing the stone to the ocean. And the stones were floating. So one day Ramchandra thought, oh, my name is so powerful. Just by writing my name, they're throwing stone is floating. So how powerful then I would be, by just my name is doing so miracle. So one day, one night, Ramchandra, after everybody go to sleep, then he came out of his tent to test. When writing my name, the stone is floating, then if I throw the stone, what will happen? So he came out of the tent and is going towards the ocean. And Hanuman saw. Hanuman is thinking, why so dark night, why Lord is going towards the ocean? So without telling anything, far distance is watching what Ramchandra is doing. So Ramchandra went to the ocean. So he had to test. If by writing my name, stone is floating, if I put a stone, what is happening? Ramchandra picked up a stone and threw into the ocean. And the stone drowned into the ocean. Hanuman clapping from the behind. Oh my Lord, now you understand you are testing your power. Just see, your holy name is more powerful than you. You threw this stone drowned. But people are writing your holy name 13. It's all transcendental pastime, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. To glorify the holy name, that how holy name is greater, very merciful. And that came in this Kali Yuga. Lord never gives this to achieve special things. Krishna Prem, the holy name. Once His Holiness Srila Jayapada Goswami Maharaj was telling that the Lord has to treat us. If disease is very strong, the antibiotic has to be very powerful antibiotic also. Just like now in modern days, we have 150 power antibiotic, 500 power antibiotic, 1000 power antibiotic. Now the doctors, they're using so much antibiotic, then find now no antibiotic works. So they're trying for some alternative. The same way Maharaj is telling that we are worst diseased person, we need most antibiotic. So that's why Krishna brought the most powerful medicine, most powerful antibiotic. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. For the most lazy people. See, previously we have Ayurvedic medicine, right? Now Ayurvedic, when the childhood, I remember, then you have to bring some root, some ginger, some honey, something, then you grind it. So much endeavor to do. And people in college are becoming so lazy, they don't want to take Ayurvedic medicine. This one pill you take, no, but headache is finished. Stomach pain is finished. Same way Bhagavan also understand. We are too lazy people to go through all this Vedic process, this, that. So he put all karma, jnana, yoga, then into one tablet. So you just take this tablet. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. But this tablet is not ordinary tablet. This gives something which has never given before. Brahmar Durlaha Vastu. By chanting this, you will get something rarely obtained by Brahma and Shiva. So Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu came to give these things. To whom to give? Krishna came. What he said in God? Sarvadharman paritajya mamekam saranam brat. Give up everything. Fully surrender unto me. Then what I'll do to you? What I'll do to you? Nirasiprakasan? What? I will make you free from? That's all. What a big deal to become free from sinful reaction. I drop everything, completely surrender unto you. In return, I get what? I will make you free from sinful reaction. Just see, after so much endeavor, giving everything to him, he'll make you free from sinful reaction. Is that goal of life? To become free from sinful reaction? But Mahaprabhu, that Krishna, same Krishna came as Mahaprabhu. What he is saying here now? What to speak of surrendering fully unto him? Mahaprabhu saying, Mahaprabhu, what is he doing? What to speak of surrendering unto him? If somebody runs away, no question of surrendering unto him. If somebody runs away, Mahaprabhu runs behind him, catch hold of his, hey, where are you going? Take this Krishna Prem. That is Mahaprabhu's magnanimity. Yes, he does that. Mahaprabhu, to get Krishna's mercy, Rama mercy, all Bhagavan mercy, you have to be qualified. But to get Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, what qualification? You have to become big yogi, big jnani, big tapasvi. What is the best qualification to draw the attention of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? You have to chanting Hare Krishna, become servant, be humble. Yes, the most fallen one. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taking a candle, looking for that person, where is that person? So that is the magnanimity. He is searching. Chaitanya Chandra Daya Karaha Vichar. Vichar karile chitte pabe chamatkar. That is the surprising, chamatkar, miracle. That far goes the magnanimity of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. to analyze Chaitanya Chandra Daya Karaha Vichar. To analyze the magnanimity of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what he has given, what greatest achievement, what is the process, is very unique, very interesting subject matter. So we have 5 minutes more. I request Pujari don't to blow the conch shell in announcement. As the weather is not favorable, the festival inauguration will take place in the temple room. Oh, that is not good. After Guru Puja, all devotees are requested to remain in the temple room after the Guru Puja and stay warm here. Don't go outside, too cold. So, not quite, it's raining now. It's very bad. I don't like this. It was such a nice ceremony every day. But flag will be there, no? Hanuman flag. I don't know why this Hanuman did like this. Actually, before every year, during festival time, big storm comes, so much disturbance. That's how we introduced to raise Hanuman flag, no? So festival was, but this year, I don't know why Hanuman did like this from the beginning, there's rain. And afterwards, everything will be okay. So, I had one or two more pastimes to prove the Kali Yuga Harinam because there is no time. So I'll tell you something now. We are all glorifying Harinam. Oh, Harinam is so great, Harinam is so great. In my own case, I'll tell you what is my case. I always glorify Harinam. Harinam eva kevalam, Harinam eva kevalam. But in spite of that, we have so many other things except Holy Name. How many hours we are doing Sankirtan sitting in our house? Oh, Holy Name is very good, Holy Name is very good. There is one group of people, Anandamargi people. So they chant, Baba Namahi Kevalam, Baba Namahi Kevalam, Baba Namahi Kevalam. Baba Namahi Kevalam means, Baba means God, His name is only process, okay? But they don't chant the Holy Name. They say, Baba Namahi Kevalam, Baba Namahi Kevalam, then what result you will get? So you just say, Harinamahi Kevalam, Harinamahi Kevalam, but not chanting Holy Name, then what will you get? Just like one Vaishnava Acharya told his disciple, Bhaja Nitai Gaur Radhesyam, Japa Hare Krishna Hare Ram. Okay? He told his disciple, Bhaja Nitai Gaur Radhesyam. Bhaja means worship, Nitai Gaur and Radhesyam. And Japa means chant, Hare Krishna Hare Ram. Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Worship Nitai Gaur Radhesyam and chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And this disciple thought, oh, I got a mantra from my guru. So instead of worshiping Nitai Gaur Radhesyam, instead of chanting Hare Krishna Hare Ram, he started to chant, Bhaja Nitai Gaur Radhesyam, Japa Hare Krishna Hare Ram, Bhaja Nitai Gaur Radhesyam, Japa Hare Krishna Hare Ram. He's chanting that. In this regard, there's one nice instance. Once a group of birds, they came to a holy man, a saintly personality in the forest. Oh Sadhu Baba, please guide us. What we should do? What is good for us? Then Sadhu Baba knows what is the great danger for the birds in the forest. The greatest danger is they get caught by the net, by the hunters. So Sadhu Baba told them, listen carefully. Sadhu told all the birds, but listen very carefully. That the hunter will come, spread the net, throw the grains. Don't be greedy. What I said? Hunter will come, spread the net, throw the grains. Don't be greedy. So then everything will be auspicious to you. So all these birds, they memorized it nicely. Hunter will come, spread the net, throw the grains, don't be greedy. Hunter will come, spread the net, throw the grains, don't be greedy. So long memorized this. Then they all flew. They're all flying. And they saw the hunter came and spread the net and threw grain. And they're chanting that mantra. They all went and sit down there. Then chanting mantra, they all got caught. Then the hunter captured them. Carrying them, they're chanting that mantra. Hunter will come, spread the net, throw the grain, don't be greedy, chanting that mantra and going, and they got called, killed. So, by this I have to tell, that we should not just discuss how holy name is great. We always give glory, holy name is great. Hare nama vi kevalam har, not chanting the holy name. So this Kirtan Mela brings us to that conclusion, that what we are doing, what all the Vedic, starting all the from Vedic Dharma to Hare Krishna Yuga, Vedic Yuga to Hare Krishna Yuga. And when I joined this conference, we had a small Bengali book written by Prabhupada, Hare Krishna Yuga. I don't know whether it's there. So the Hare Krishna Yuga and Hare Krishna Dharma. I don't know, Mahaprabhu is so convinced by this Mahamantra. He said, constantly just chant holy name, you don't need anything else. You don't need anything else. So this Kirtana Mela gives us a great opportunity, which is giving the essence of everything. Sarva Vedanta Sarangi, the essence of all Veda is Srimad Bhagavatam. The essence of all Srimad Bhagavatam, Tar Madhya Sarvashrestha Nama Sankirtan. So it's a very good opportunity, Srila Prabhupada. He created this movement as Hare Krishna movement to chant the holy name. And we are very, very obligated to His Holiness Satchinandan Maharaj to inaugurate this program of Kirtana Mela, though it was there before, Ashtaprahar, Chavish Prahar, Nam Sankirtan, but Mahaprabhu Maharaj gave a different name to attract. He started in Germany, Europe, then Mahaprabhu Maharaj, then Jashomati Mataji, she is the one actually who brought this Kirtana Mela. She wrote me that we should do like this in Mayapur. I said, very good. Then she contacted Satchinandan Maharaj. Last year Maharaj did here, started Maharaj thinking this is the best place for Kirtan Mela because Kirtan movement started from here. The flood of holy name started from here. So this is the best place. So we are very, very thankful to His Holiness Satchinandan Maharaj. And we are very, very thankful to all of you. The whole world devotees, you have all come here to participate in this Kirtan Mela and this holy name of holy dham of Sudham Mayapur. We are expecting 10,000 devotees the day before Parikrama. I don't know how these 10,000 devotees will sit in this temple and chant this holy name. So you have to solve this problem. How can we solve this problem? Maharaj showing hand there. That is the place where 10,000 devotees can stand and chant. So we need very soon. I was telling Loknath Maharaj, don't think this is 25th anniversary of Navadvip Parikrama, that's why 10,000 people will come. Don't think like that. From onwards, from next year, every year 10,000 devotees will come. The six Parikrama groups, 1,500 means 10,000 is there, right there. Maybe 10, 20, 30,000 people will come. After 10 years, the big temple will not be sufficient also. Yeah, that's why His Holiness Jayapati Maharaj said, better from now, plan a place, make an audit, indoor auditorium where 100,000 people can chant and dance. And that should be our plan. So anyway, that will do, but at least we should finish this temple. And every day, Radha Jivan Prabhu, different devotees are approaching. We are requesting everybody, please come forward. It's not a big amount to sponsor 1 foot square foot. $150 in whole life you will give. Why we should stand on a place, the temple built by Ford company? We should have place or one place to stand, no? At least 1 square foot where we can stand. We can feel that I have paid for this. Is that it? It's so nice. I have paid 1 foot, so I can stand here. Sir Radha Jivan Prabhu, yesterday he was telling, we have some 1 million devotees. 1 million devotees. Let us, every devotee, every children, everybody, what a big deal these things. Why can't we, if somebody has money, they can sponsor 100,000 rupees, one golden brick to go under the altar. But who doesn't have money to pay $150? Everybody. And I think devotees coming for this festival should not plan to sponsor 1 square foot. They should not plan. What they should do? They should just give it. Why planning? Oh, I'm planning, I'll give something. No, no. Don't plan for it. Give this time before you leave Mayapur. Okay? Very nice. I hope those that are clapping, they will give this time. And I also hope those that are watching on Mayapur TV, they will send that donation very quick. So eager, I feel so sympathetic, so pathetic to see Radhajivan Prabhu. Every day he comes practically crying, please give, please give. Maybe devotees think, what is going on in Mayapur? Every day, give us, give us. Don't think like that. We are not begging, give us, give us. Rather, you should understand that our TOVP team, they are not asking, begging, begging. Rather, we should think they are very merciful, trying to engage us in devotional service. Don't feel tired, boring, oh, every day announcing. No. We should be grateful to the TOVP team that they are trying to engage us in devotional service and not ordinary devotional service. In a service, temple going to manifest for next 10,000 years, people will come and worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It's not an ordinary thing. I hope now, by this we are inspired to donate $150. Thank you so much. Darshan Prabhupada ki, Harinama Sankirtana ki.
Jai Nrisimhadev Bhagavan ki.